about we turn to the front of the cover and read the title of the whole conference, the subject of the whole conference all together with a strong spirit. Amen. 1, 2, 3. Christ, the living word of God. Amen. Christ, the living word of God. Before we start the message, how about have a raise of hands of all those who have heard that Christ is the word of God? Raise it high, please. So at least three quarter of you, right? How about Christ as the life-giving spirit? How about how important it is for us to read the Bible? Me too, I'm guilty. All of us have heard this. All of us know something about these messages. But what can we do now? We are in these messages. We're going to talk about it again. You know what? One thing I'll ask you to do. Philippians 3. Paul said, one thing I do. Forgetting the things which are behind. Saints, we need to forget. Forget the things which are behind. The good thing, the bad thing. The good experiences, the bad experiences. It doesn't matter how much you know about these topics, forget about it. And stretch forward for Christ. Brand new experiences of Christ this weekend. You know, we can give an awesome message. However, if you don't open up your heart, we cannot open it for you. So only you can open up your heart. Only you can empty it and let the Lord fill it again. So we would like to spend about 2 minutes right before the message. Pray to the Lord. Say, Lord, here I am. I'm in this conference. My heart is here. I want to open it to you. I want to forget about everything else, even all the troubles I may have in my life. I want to be emptied and unloaded so that you can feel it again, so that we can experience you in a fresh new way. You know what? It actually works. By preparing this message, you know, I heard about this message many times also, but in preparing this message again, I saw fresh new visions, fresh new experiences of Christ as the living word of God. Christ as the eternal word of God, and even the life-giving spirit. He gives us life abundantly. We just need to open up our mouth. Amen. How about I spend 2 minutes by yourself, close your eyes, and pray to the Lord. Amen. Isn't it so sweet to turn our heart to the Lord and let Him work into our being? Amen. Amen. How about we turn to the first message, the verses for the first message? How about let's have the brothers read John 1, 1 to 3, the sisters verse 14, and then that is page number 2. Do we all have it? Amen. So brothers, John 1, 1 to 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, not one thing came into being which has come into being. Sisters, amen. Amen. How about we have sisters again in Hebrews 1, 2. Strong, a little stronger. Amen. And all together, Revelation 19, 13. And He clothed, dipped in blood. And His name is called the Word of God. Amen. His Word is called the Word of God. Amen. This is from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. This means even before the beginning of time, before everything was created, in the beginning, He is the Word. This Word runs from eternity past to now, even to eternity future. When He comes back again in Revelation 19, this one who is on the white horse at Armageddon is called the Word of God. Amen. Christ that we know, His person, His name is the Word of God. Why is He called the Word of God? Do you have any guess? Maybe this brother? Right, He is the expression of God, right? If you cheat a little bit, actually, the outline will tell you. But let's not read the outline yet. He is the expression of God. He is the definition of God. Imagine if I were to give a message without a word. I would be just, let me maybe show it to you. How do you feel? Maybe I was weird, right? Maybe I was a little mysterious. You know what? When God, He was far away, He's a little mysterious to us, right? But His desire is to have a relationship with us. He doesn't want to be mysterious to us. That is why, since the beginning, He is the Word of God. He wants to speak to us. All that He is, to speak what's on His heart, to speak His intentions, to be expressed through us. Amen. Let's turn to message one, the outline, which is the next page. Let's all read the title of message one. Christ, the eternal Word of God. Amen. Also read Roman numeral 1, A and B. Christ is the eternal Word. The Word is self-existing without beginning. John 1:1 says that the Word was in the beginning. This reveals that the Word is eternal. The Word is Christ as the definition, explanation, and expression of God. Christ as the definition, explanation, and expression of God. Without Christ, we will not know who God is. Amen. So, You know, I was really impressed with the next point, actually. It shows us God's intention since the beginning of time. What comes with the Word of God? A little hint. John 1:1-2. God. See, it's been more excited. God. When we have the Word, we have God. It's not just doctrine. Actually, it's not doctrine. It's not any teaching. It's God. When the Word comes, God comes. Actually, God is the Word. So when we receive the Word, we receive God into us. When we pray the Word, we pray God into us. This is the intention of God by for giving us His Word. It's not so that we can study, you know, have a theological study, knowing who God is in our mind. But He wants to get into us. Again, He wants to have a relationship with us. Amen. This is from the beginning. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read C and D. The Word was always with God and always had God in Him. He has never separated from God. Christ's deity is eternal and absolute. From eternity past to eternity future, He is with God and He is God. Christ is the Word, He is with God, and He is God. So when we have Christ, we have God. Amen. How did God create the universe? He spoke. He spoke the Word. You know, in the first Roman numeral, it tells us about who Christ is as the Word. His intention is so that He could dispense. But now He needs to have a recipient. Yeah, recipient. A receiver. Someone to receive this Word. So that's why He started to create all things. And that is through the Word. God said, let there be light. And then there was light. God said, let there be an expanse. And there was air. Right? Let the waters be gathered together. And the waters gathered together. Was that a lot of work for God, do you think? I don't think so. Right? Our natural concept, yes, we would think that God would have to do many things, right? He would have to work a lot. But actually, through the Word, He just spoke. Light, and light came. Water, right? Water came. Anything He spoke, He came. He came into being. You know, Abraham said that he knows God as the one who calls things into being. My burden for you is to experience the same God that Abraham has experienced. In the old creation, God spoke. How about the new creation? What is this? It's actually the same principle. God speaks to make us more the new creation. Can someone turn to 2 Corinthians 5:17? Amen. So if anyone is in Christ, and we have heard that in Christ, Christ is the Word of God. So if you are in the Word, you are a new creation. How do you be more the new creation? You need to be in the Word. You need to read the Word. You need to get the Word inside of you. Then you become the new creation. You know, God wants to have the new creation. How about we read, did we read Roman numeral 2 already? No? Okay, let's read Romans 2 together. The creation came into being through the word. Brothers A, sisters 1 and brothers 2. In God's creation, there was no labor, only speaking. Through apart from Christ as the word, nothing has existence. Amen. Altogether B. The principle is the same in the new creation. Through the word, all things came into being. Amen. Amen. How about let's also read 1. Although we are men of the old creation, the Bible tells us that we must become men of the new creation. You know, we said that our concept is that God did a lot of things. He worked very hard to create things. Actually, that's not God's concept. God's concept is that he only needs to speak. This actually applies to our coming of the word also. How do we come to the word? Or how are we in the church life? You know, I want to share with you my experiences being in the training. Training is a Bible school for 2 years. And in my second semester, I was good. I did all the chores, all the regulations. I was able to clean the house pretty well, I would say. You know, because you have to clean the house, you have to make sure there's no hair on your pillow, and, you know, fold your bed pretty good. I was pretty good. But after a while, I felt that I started to criticize my peers. I started to, you know, judge them, just thinking maybe I was better than them. But I did have a sense within that this is not the proper attitude. So I prayed a lot. I said, Lord, what's wrong with me? But I can't change it. I don't know why. I tried so hard. You know, I tried so hard. But then in one of the messages, the Lord shined in my heart. You know the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15? Some of you maybe don't know. The son takes a part of the estate of the father, and he went to the world. He spent it all. Even to the point that he had to sell himself to work in a place where they feed the hogs. And then one day he came to himself. He said, my father is rich. You know, why am I here? I should go back to him. And then when he went back, everything was prepared. The father was so happy. There was the rope, right? There was the ring. There was the sandal. There was even the fattened calf. Everything was prepared for him. And then what did the older brother say when he found out that his younger brother came back? You know, who knows the story? Maybe someone could tell me. He was complaining. Right. Oh, sorry, say it again.
All he's here must make for you. What if I get in return?
Right. All these years I have slaved for you. You know, when we are in the church life for so long, we actually become a good Christian, a good brother. We go to all the meetings. We read the Bible every day. We abide by all the rules and regulations. But by doing so, in myself and yourself, you become bitter. You become critical. The same thing when you take the Word of God. If you take the Word of God as a set of rules and regulations, you become self-righteous. You think that you're better than everyone else. But what is the intention of God? It's for you to come back, enjoy, and that is all. Enjoy all that he has prepared. Because everything has been prepared. He's even your righteousness. You don't even have to prove yourself that you're good. Because no one is good except God. That is why he gave Christ to us. For us to be the new rope, so for us to be the sandal and the ring, and even to be the fattened calf to be enjoyed by us, so that we can enjoy and be merry. That is the purpose of God in giving us His Word, so that we can enjoy Him. We can get Himself into us. Not so that we can get more of doctrine, nor of knowledge. No, since the beginning of time, God has a desire. He wants to dispense Himself into us. He wants to have a relationship with us. He wants to enjoy all that He has prepared for us. That is why He is the eternal Word from the beginning to the end. And the last point, how about let's read? I lost the point. Am I at one? Okay, B2. How about read 2 and 3? According to our human concept, this sort of change requires a great deal of work. However, amen. 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 How about we stop? It does not require very much work at all. It is accomplished through the Word, which is Christ. So all we need is the Word. Amen. Let's read 3 all together. This should strengthen and confirm our faith. Whenever we take the Word, something not being comes into being. Amen. Something not being comes into being. You know, this you can experience too. Tonight you might be tired. If you say, Lord, I'm tired, the more you say it, the more you become tired. But what if you say, Lord, be my strength. Amen. Lord, be my energy. Amen. Lord, be everything that I need. Amen. I can guarantee you, as the Word, He will be that thing that you need. This Word is all-inclusive. You know, I can guarantee you, there was once I wanted to sort of like test the Lord. You know, because brother said, if you say, Lord Jesus, I love you, you will feel that you love the Lord. So I test the Lord. And you know what? I was wrong. The Lord was right. Amen. I tried to call it, to say, Lord Jesus, I love you for the whole day. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. You know that? I can guarantee you, because I testified, I experienced by doing so. Before, I didn't have the love for the Lord. I didn't have a feeling for the Lord. By doing so, He became so lovely, so lovable. And the love that wasn't in me became being into me, because I said, Lord Jesus, I love you. So this point is very practical. You can apply it to anything that you need. You need light? Lord, be my light. As the Word, you are the light, right? So I want you to experience, like Abraham, the God who called things not being into being. So I want to finish my sharing with this, that the Word is not for doctrine. The Word is not so that you can know more of God in your head. It's for you to gain God. That is why He is the Word since the beginning and even till now, till eternal to future. So use this conference to enjoy this Word of God. Amen.
It says on, oh, there. Lord, be the one speaking in me. Okay, wonderful. My name is Emmanuel, and I just introduced myself because I'm not from Canada. but they let me come anyway. I came here a year ago. It was my first time. And I thought it was really cold and it was springtime. And but since then I moved to Michigan, and so I'm a lot closer now. I was in Southern California before, and then I went through a pretty rough winter so far, but this time in coming to Montreal, I was like, wow, it's not too bad. It's really pleasant here. Anyway, it was a nice day, right? Yeah. Once upon a time, I could have never said it was a nice day, but that's enough about me. Tonight is all about Christ. I don't know how you feel, but I came for Christ. The weather's okay, and the smoked meat was pretty good, and so was the chocolate fondue, but Christ, what could be sweeter? What could be richer? Amen. When I was in college, I fell in love with the Lord. Like Bobby, I could tell you love the Lord. And I couldn't help it. I just wanted to know him. Amen. Like, who is this one? I mean, I knew him as my Savior, but I knew there was so much more. Because look how many pages my Bible has. You know, Savior, that's like, you know, behold the Lamb of God. That's a little part, right? Wonderful part, though, right? Oh, yeah. But there was so much more, and I wanted that. I wanted to know this person. Amen. Do you know in this conference, he's the only one we're talking about? Is that why you're here? Amen?
Amen.
That's why I'm here. I love Christ.
Amen.
And He wants to reveal himself to us in a very particular way. And that is as the Word of God. The Word of God. I want to come back to Revelation 19:13. Just the second half. It says, and his name is called the Word of God. Actually, I want to read it here. My notes are okay, but look at this. Oh, it says the same thing. And his name is called the Word of God. Is that your Christ? What's the name of your Christ? The Word of God. How about you, Bobby? Amen. Wow. The Word of God.
Amen.
You know, I mean, that right there alone is enough. We can go home tonight praising the Lord. But there's more he wants to share. I could go home tonight just rejoicing. Because I know him as the Word of God.
Amen.
And there's a lot in the name. You know, sisters, I'm going to direct this at you. Don't be offended. I can do that sometimes, but I don't mean to be offensive. But there's a lot in the name, right? Do you all have a dad? What do you call him? Daddy? Hey, Daddy? Right? Oh, come on, sisters. I got two daughters. Daddy, right? I hope you don't use their full middle and last name, right? No, to you, Daddy, right? Right, sisters? Amen? Yes? No? Emmanuel, get out of here. Oh, Daddy. All right. You know, but are you all in college right here? You're in college, right? Do you have professors? Are any of them men? You know, to somebody, that's Daddy. But not to you. Right? You don't go up to your professor, hi, Daddy. Right? This is a good one. Daddy, can I get some money to pay for college? I'm running out. My bank account's running low. Hey, Daddy, I love you. There's a lot in the name. And God, he could have introduced himself in many ways. But to us, he wants us to know him as the Word of God. There's a lot there to enjoy, right? You know, with the dad, you have access to everything he owns, right, sisters? All that he... Sorry, I knew I was going to get in trouble. All that he is yours. My daughters, they go, Daddy, can I get some candy? I'm like, yes. And then mom says, no. And I go, oh, sorry. Because I'm daddy. And our Father is that way to us, our God and Father. But I want you to see something. There's something there he wants you to enjoy. He wants you to have certain experiences that no one can replace him. Like your professor can't be that to you. No one can replace him. He is the Word of God.
Amen.
What does that say about him? What does that say about him? Huh? Well, let me tell you. It says that he wants to be expressed. He wants to be known. So when you said he wants to be expressed, I was like, yes. Abel knows.
Amen.
The Word of God. He wants to be expressed. He wants to be known. But this message, the eternal Word of God, before anything was, before anything, God, he's alone. You see me up here all alone? He's alone. But he's the Word of God. The eternal Word of God. And in him is this desire, because he is who he is. To be expressed, to be known, ultimately to be enjoyed.
Amen.
And it's out of that desire,
Amen.
In eternity, where the eternal will of God sprung forth. And with that came a plan and a purpose. I'm going to create man. And he will receive me.
Amen.
And he will know me.
Amen.
And he will express me. Because I am the Word of God.
Amen.
Oh, I hope you, I don't know what you came in here thinking, but I hope you leave loving Christ.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Okay. I have a tendency to go way too long. So, okay, so I'm going to do it. Not go too long. I'm sorry. Cover me. 8:30, right? Okay, that's good. Y'all keep me accountable. Okay. Everyone else is talking today, right? I mean, social media, what is that? Blah, 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 right? The news, blah, 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 blah. Your professor, blah, blah, blah. Oh, sorry if you're a professor in here, forgive me. I know you're just doing your job. Blah, 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 blah. About what? About things that are important? How important are they? How important are they? Are they eternal? Actually, it's all temporary. And if it ends, that means it's all vanity. Vanity. I mean, one day, your career, your job is going to give you nothing. Because you will be no more. And neither will your job. It's just vanity. Whatever people telling you will make you happy. Hey, maybe you should try this. career. You'll make good money. You know, people like that. You get a good wife, have good kids, maybe buy a house. Yeah! Get that dream car that you don't own right now. And it all rusts. It all ends. Everything corrupts. But God's word abides forever. Amen. The incorruptible word of God. Let me tell you, in Ecclesiastes 3:11, it tells us that we have eternity in our heart. You know what that means? That God created us as a receiver to receive Him as the eternal word of God. And when He speaks to us, not me tonight, be clear, I'm not Him. But when He speaks to us, and He can speak to through one another, when He speaks to us, His words are eternal. And it just fills that hole in us like nothing and no one can do. Don't let your Christian life be void, empty, religious forms. You need to know and enjoy God speaking. Amen. He's the eternal word of God. It all seems empty, doesn't it? Were any of you singing tonight? Feed me, Lord. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, we're singing a song. Don't let anything be empty. We need to get this word into us. And when we get this word into us, eternity gets filled and man is satisfied. And you know what? All that other nonsense that's being spoken, influencing you to the left, influencing you to the right, do this, don't do that, it all means nothing. It has no place in your heart. It has no way to distract you or confuse you. Know your God this way.
Amen.
Christ is the eternal word of God.
Amen.
Okay. Lord, we love you.
Amen.
We just want to know you.
Amen.
Speak to us, Lord. This conference, speak to us.
Amen.
Words of eternal value.
Amen.
Words of eternal life.
Amen.
There was a prayer I heard today before I came in. And it was that God's word is powerful. And it touched me, brother. Powerful. God said, and it was so.
Amen.
Here there's an experience of Christ as the creator. But not just creating through hard work, creating through His speaking. And we need to be clear. He created the universe just by saying. And it was.
Amen.
That's the power that's in our God. And that's the power that's operating through His speaking. We take it for granted. But if He hadn't spoken, we would not be here. Not even be. No existence. But He did speak. He said, let us make man. And guess what? Here we are. Hallelujah. But then in the new creation. What is the new creation, Abel? You know the answers, don't you? Oh, you, what is the new creation? I got you on the spot. It's too late now. Yeah. That's everybody. That's the answer, right? Sorry. Amen. Okay, I had him on the spot. But what I wanted to hear was this. You take God. He's the only one that's new. Think about it. Everything else gets old. And you add them to the old creation. And you get the new creation. God added to the old creation is the new creation. And so when he speaks God into you, and something new is created. When it happens the first time, we call that regeneration. And when we live a whole life of experiencing this, we call it transformation. So don't live a life without God speaking. Amen. You don't have the power to change yourself. But God has the power Amen. To change you from the old creation to the new creation Amen. If we would only receive his speaking. I hope you want his speaking. I hope you get his speaking in your daily life. I hope after this conference you know how to get more of his speaking in your daily life. No one can do this for you. But we get caught up with some other stuff. I'm glad I didn't fall. We get caught up with some other stuff. Instead of trying... Oh, I'm going to come down. I'm too tall. Okay. Instead of trying to listen to God. You know what we do? We listen to a lot of expectations. I'd like you to interact with me, college students. What are some expectations in you that you just feel are so hard? You know, from one another, from the saints, maybe from God's word or the Bible. So please, be bold. Brothers, what are some expectations? Oh, there you go. Pray in the meetings? Okay. Throw them out there. Keep going. What'd you say? A career. I'm going to put meetings. Prayer meetings. Uh-oh. Career? Yeah. Don't you have a responsibility as a human being? What do you think? Have to have a family or God doesn't love you? All right. What else? Love everybody. Whoa. Come on, everybody. Come on. Should I write B. Dennis? Okay, anything else? Come on, keep them coming. Huh? Live absolutely for God. And then I heard A-plus student. live. Come on, keep going. Who said that? Prophesying. Sister, have you felt pressure to speak in a meeting before? Is that why you're saying that? A simple yes, it's fine. Pray unceasingly, brother. You're awesome. Pray unceasingly. All right, that's a lot of expectations. Oh. First love, not the second love. First love. Wow, who gave you that expectation? Serve. Oh, this is this one. FTTA. Ooh. Service. Consecration. What was that one over there? Never backslide, brother. You're always moving forward. You're not preaching the gospel? What kind of Christian are you? Never back. Oh, sorry, slide. Gospel. gospel. Read the Bible, I heard that. BGC. be good Christian. Good Lord. See? Impossible career. Maybe you can get pretty good, but probably not the best. Sorry. Family. Maybe. Good family is even higher standard. I got a family now. We're working on the other stuff. Okay, love everybody. Good luck with that. Be perfect, consecration. Never backslide. Wow. Yeah. I wonder why college students always look so miserable. It's pretty simple. You guys are working really hard. You are working way too hard. Look at that. You're working way too hard. We're working way too hard. Everything God wants to do in the new creation, He will do it through His speaking. We need a turn. We need a turn. From this and trying to fulfill all that through all our hard work that causes us to lose our joy to the Lord with an open heart to receive His speaking. You know, His speaking, His word has power. If we come and receive, He will transform us to be just the same as He is. And let me tell you, He's the best family member. He's the best at His career. He's the best at loving everybody. He's the only one that's perfect. I hope we hear what the Lord is saying tonight. For two reasons. One, if you succeed at any of these, you're wasting your time. You could be getting to know the Word of God. And you're miserable. You might be good at a lot of these, but you're still not fulfilled because the eternity in you is not being fulfilled. And then secondly, we need to make a turn from this, because if you fail at these, where's that sister with the prophesying? If you fail at speaking for God, who said gospel? Is it you? Oh, over here, Ivan. If you fail at preaching the gospel, you might quit. Turning away from God and from receiving His eternal word. And then in either instance, you miss out. You miss out. Okay? Wonderful. Lord Jesus, we're not here to miss out. We want to know You as the Word of God. That's why we're here at this conference. If we knew Him as the Word of God, we would be the most joyful people on the earth. Because that vacuum in us will be filled. It's what we're created for. Okay. So having said that, let's come back to the outline. Okay? And let's all read Roman numeral 3 together with an exercise spirit. Life is in word. When we receive the word, we receive the life within it. Okay, let's say that again. Life is in the word. When we receive the word, we receive the life within it. John 1:4. In Him was life. In who? in the Word.
Amen.
Right? John 1:1. Right? He's the Word. In John 1:4, in him was life. The Word contains life. And the Word conveys life. Because when you receive the Word, you get the life that's contained in the Word into you. You just gotta love Him as the Word. You will get life. Like our brother was sharing, you will get God, who is life, into you. This is what we want. Okay. I'm going to go back to old creation, new creation, okay? Just think about it. Think about it. And we didn't touch 2 Corinthians 4:6-7, which really makes this connection. But you can look at it. But in Genesis, God said, and it was so. To what? To earth, right? Especially to earth, right? He did make the expanses and all that. But eventually we come to earth, right? And what does he speak? He says, let there be like grass, right? Grass. And then what comes after grass? Trees bearing fruit, and then the fish, birds, cattle, and eventually man. So in the end, he has a earth that's full of life. Full of life. Full of life. Right? Now, that's the old creation. But the new creation, what he's not working in the outward things as much. He's working in your heart. He wants your heart to be planet Jesus. He wants it to be planet life. He wants your heart to be teeming with life. How is your heart tonight? How is your heart tonight? Is it void and empty? Is darkness covering it? I just ask you. You be honest. Is there some grass? Is there something in there that bears God's expression? Is it full of life? I think we can all say, well, Brother Emmanuel, we're on the way. There's some life, right? If you have life in you, say amen. All right, I have life in me, but guess what? I want more.
Amen.
I want it to be swarming and teeming and filled.
Amen.
I want my heart to be full of life.
Amen.
For this, we need to receive the Word of God.
Amen.
Again and again and again. Let me tell you, when your heart is full of life, you are just so happy.
Amen.
It's what we're made for. Every chamber, every thought, every feeling, every decision, life. Lord, we give you our heart.
Amen.
Speak to us. Speak to us this weekend. Add something more of yourself as life into us. Reconstitutes a planet of life. In the earth of our heart, may it grow Christ. Okay. I have one more outline point. And 7 minutes. So how about we do it like this? But we read the bold all together, and then we'll alternate through brothers with A, B, sisters B, C, 1 and 2, okay? Let's do that. Okay. The very Christ who was the Word was incarnated for our enjoyment. A, as the Word before his incarnation, Christ was mysterious. However, when he was incarnated, he became so real to us. Sisters. Amen. Brothers, see. When the Word became visible and touchable, he was full of grace and reality. Sisters. Amen. And brothers, grace is God enjoyed by man, and reality is God realized by man in that enjoyment. Oh, in that enjoyment. So, even though he was the eternal Word, he was only God. And as such, even though man was created, he was so mysterious to man. You knew he was powerful because he created everything. But how approachable was he at that point? No. But when he became a man, now that Word became enjoyable. Amen. And the disciples, they got to enjoy the Lord. He came full of grace and reality. And look at this account. This isn't a doctrine, okay? Don't read the Bible as a book of doctrines. This is John's experience. And he's looking back towards the end of his life. And he's looking back at the time when he was in the Gospels. He says, that which is from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, and which we beheld, and our hands handled, concerning the word of life. Who's he talking about? He's talking about Jesus, the man Jesus. Come up here, Arseny. Is that right, Arseny? Okay, Arseny. Praise the Lord, brother. This is Jesus, the Word of life. And I'm John. And you know, John, it says that he saw him, right? At what distance? I'm not sure. Hi, Arseny. Oh, Jesus. Amen. But it says his hands handled him. You know, there is an account that he liked to recline on his breast. You know, my son, okay, it's a little embarrassing, forgive me, but he likes to pretend, he loves to snuggle. Sisters, you know what a snuggle is? It kind of looks like this, right? Yeah. Okay, sorry. Just love me, okay? Love everybody. No, just kidding. Okay. And he goes, Daddy, I'm Snugzilla. He's all, Snugzilla. Oh, Snugzilla. And he'll come in for a snuggle. Now, did you all see the Snugzilla? Snugzilla. You're not very, you gotta love me, brother. Oh, okay. The Apostle John, his hand, why would he write that? His hands handled as the Word of life. It's because, okay, that's pretty good. I embarrassed you good. Okay. He was enjoying the eternal Word of God as life, embodied in a man, Jesus. And when this one spoke, he spoke grace. Everything he said was grace. He was overflowing grace. Even of his fullness, they received grace upon grace. Full of grace. Amen. Everything was grace.
and reality. That emptiness got filled. He was the most enjoyable person to be with. How approachable.
Arseny, you're a very approachable brother.
How approachable is our Jesus? You know, if he was just the eternal word, a God, and was still mysterious. You know, mysterious people are scary. Have you ever been with someone who doesn't talk? It is, you start getting nervous. Am I making this person happy? Are they offended? Did I do something wrong? And now this person's name is the Word of God. I mean, is he coming as a sword? As judgment? Because you know what you did. Is he coming at you that way? But when God became a man, now we know our God. Mystery solved. He came full of grace and reality. And you know what? I think we're all here because we fell in love with him. Like we couldn't help it. When he spoke, we opened up and we received him into our heart. And life came forth. And now we can handle him. Now we can see him. Now it's our turn to hear him. And you know what? In this conference, you're going to find out how. You're going to get some help. Who wants help? You know, I didn't come to give help. I come because I want to get help. We're all getting help. Amen. Okay, how about we read the focus together? And then we will finish our time. Okay. Let's read it all together. Ready? Go. Christ, as God's eternal word, expresses God, causes us to be his new creation and becomes real to us in incarnation as grace and reality. Amen. Okay, wonderful. Is it okay if they pray a little bit? Okay. How about you just take a little moment right now, and at least each one of you pray, but pray with the person next to you. And each one of you at least pray once. Okay? If you've never done that before, it's a little scary. Don't worry, it's not one of the expectations. Oh, yeah, it is. Sorry, it's up there. Prayer. Prayer's on there. Sorry. You don't have to, though. But if you want to talk to the Word of God and have him talk to you, because you love him and he loves you, pray a little bit with the person next to you. Amen.